Sure. Well, I'm Thomas Carriero. I worked at Facebook, or I do work at Facebook. I graduated in class of 08, so I've been at Facebook for 5 or 6 months. I'm on the ads engineering team, so I'm trying to figure out how to make Facebook some money. Do you have any specific questions, or you just want to hear what I had to say?
I don't know. I guess, well, we're here at the CS50 Fair, so anything insightful you got out of CS50, either when you're in it or teaching it or anything like that, that's helped you out?
I love CS50. I was a TF for 3 years for it. I never actually took the class, but I learned everything from CS50 and 51. You learn how to program, so it's kind of like the base blocks for getting a career in software engineering. And then you kind of, from teaching, you learn how to interact with students and like manage a section and manage other TFs eventually. So it's kind of pretty neat, like learning all of that. I certainly always tell people that this was my favorite activity as an undergrad, teaching CS50 and 51. So I would say that's kind of what CS50 has done for me. And now I have a job.
So what is like your day-to-day routine? What does that involve?
So I typically get into work around 11 a.m. or so. I try to, by noon certainly. And I'm on the data side of things, so I work on a lot of the exposing the data to the advertisers about who's clicking on the ads and things like that. Obviously, we respect privacy issues, but we'll give demographic information about to the advertisers about who likes their ads. So it's pretty cool. It's like a project with a lot of data involved, and I do some front-end work and then a lot of the data munging and stuff like that. And it's a lot of fun. We get free lunch at noon and then we free dinner at 6. So I kind of work in between there. And then often I go home and then I'll work some more from home if I am in the mood. I think it's like, it's one of those atmospheres where everyone, like, they don't have to work, but they want to work because, like, they want to contribute and it's fun. And it's a really fun atmosphere. Like, we actually have trouble getting work done at work a lot of the time because it's like an open floor and everyone's messing around and like playing games, eating food, stuff like that. So that's why I often have to go home to get my real work done. But yeah, that's kind of like my typical day, I would say.
I was going to ask how easy it is to get work done at Facebook when...
Yeah, so I mean, different days are different. Some days are ridiculous. We'll have tour groups coming through and like... they'll be distracting, and then like my friends on my team are going to be distracting, and then those days are kind of a nightmare and you have to leave early and get work done at home. But then there are other days that are very quiet. You just put on your noise canceling headphones and disappear into the code for a while. So that's pretty cool.
So I guess any advice you might have for prospective computer scientists maybe trying to get into the industry?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think CS50 and 51 are a great start. I always love the class 124. I think it's an algorithms class, and it's just immensely helpful with like interview-type questions. They love to make sure you have a decent algorithms knowledge. And then just a lot of practice. So like whatever CS classes you're genuinely interested in, that's certainly more exciting than taking CS classes just for the sake of taking them. But, you know, practicing coding is always useful for... I mean, it's going to be useful on the job, and it's also useful for getting the job, so...
All right. Any last words for you?
No, I think that's it. I'm really happy that this fair came together. It's a lot of fun.
All right. So thanks.
Sure. Thank you. Sure.